right. Yeah, those 18-inch ones. I had two of them. Dang it. I should have held on to those. I put them to the curb. That's too bad. But all right. Well, you got them on order. And mine, on the bottom of it, is just this tiny, not tiny, but it's just a little plate that fits over the end of the pole. And so it swivels, like, in one direction. So I can lean the tower or the mast over. So I can unanchor it from my chimney and lean it over to do any maintenance or whatever I want to do on it. And that's just got four of those, I don't know, concrete bolts, I guess you call them, going into my stamped concrete patio. And that works just fine, you know, between that and the ones on the two on the chimney. It ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, I'm not super worried about, like, the mast going anywhere, especially the bottom. Once it's strapped to the house, it's really got nowhere to go. So what I think I might do is I might just take a Home Depot bucket and sink it into that plate and then bury that. I mean, there's no way. That's 80 pounds. It's not going anywhere, plus when it's in the dirt. But I will not have the convenience of maintaining the antenna that way. I'm going to have to actually drop the mast down, which is not a big deal for as much as I plan on having to touch it. You know, it's not like I'm going to have an HF antenna up there. I don't have anything planned, at least, not yet. It's not tall enough for anything or heavy duty enough. I really just want a good UHF, VHF, and now I guess 6 meters up there.